The jury is still out on when the staff of WBAI will be able to return to our building at 120 Wall Street, which was evacuated when it was flooded during Hurricane Sandy. There's a possibility we'll be back early next week, but there's also a chance that we might have to continue to broadcast from a temporary location for what we hope is not too many days longer. Earlier this week, WBAI's Jose Santiago visited our darkened studio and outside the building encountered one of our volunteers, Matt Mazza, who volunteers in our premiums department. Matt was the last volunteer to leave the building when we had to evacuate. Here's a portion of their conversation.
I was working that Monday evening and decided to stay to finish some work when the storm hit and water came up 10 feet. You know, it came up to the traffic light level and you could see transformers blowing. It was very intense. It looked like lightning, but it was not, and it lit up the sky very bright. So we could not, the emergency workers, the maintenance said we could not leave the building. And then it turned out later on we could leave, but if we left, we couldn't come back. So it was actually that Tuesday when Ecologics host Ken Gale and Bertold, the general manager, and Chris Hatzis, the program director, we were able to leave. And we went up to Gary Knowles to establish broadcasting from the Gary Knowles Progressive Radio Network.
Now, while you were up on the 10th floor watching the waters rise, and you say they rose to like 10 feet outside of WBAI studios, what went through your mind? What were you thinking?
I couldn't imagine. I have never seen anything like that. I've seen torrents of rain, but it was almost tsunami level. Very intense. It was a real surprise. I haven't seen a storm like that that I know of for a long, long time.
Now you're a volunteer. Does this discourage you, encourage you? What are your thoughts about the importance of the station and your willingness to continue to work after this experience?
Absolutely. Always continue to work. I really enjoyed working as a volunteer at BAI. Because of the intellectual environment, I get to talk to some really, really smart journalists. I mean, and they will take time. You know, you have Hugh Hamilton, you have Esther Hama. These people are amazing, you know, people like that. And Dr. Ali, the health programs. I think it's a very important entity, this station. So, as much as I can, I will continue.
And how have things gone for you waiting for BAI to reopen at this point as we speak here? It doesn't look like we'll be open again until Monday. How have things gone for you?
Well, I was very fortunate when we left the building. I stayed, actually, under the auspices of Ken Gale. And the next morning, I was able to get an express bus. While mass transit was free, I was able to get an express bus that took me a block from my house in Brooklyn. So that was pretty convenient, and that was for a couple of days I did that. So it was pretty well, actually. I was very lucky.
And what are you hoping for in terms of BAI, in terms of your continued involvement with the station?
Well, it's hard to say. Hard to say. But I do like it. And I recognize it as an important entity. I always try to share. I have access to the thank you gifts that we give people. And some of these documentaries and interviews that we give, and these historical pieces, I think I try to get through to people in the community to sort of provide a wake-up call. You know, things that deal with the economy, that deal with racial issues, prejudicial issues, war, things like that. I mean, I've had a very different education from doing this. And I try to get through the people, and it's not easy.
Matt Mazza is a volunteer in the WBAI Premiums Department. He, like many other staff and volunteers, anxiously awaits the reopening of our building. He spoke with WBAI's Jose Santiago.